People in rural villages in remote regions around the world are often forced to leave their homes and their communities in search of a better life. When this happens, these people leave behind the beauty of their heritage, their culture, and often even their language. So much is lost in the pursuit of opportunity. And that's why my guest today and the organization he works with have determined to take the opportunity to them. Stay tuned as Rodrigo Paris joins us now from Barefoot College, where they're helping the women in these rural villages in 93 countries worldwide to become solar power engineers, bringing light and hope to their hometowns. A sustained investment in women. It's a bright idea. It changes things for the better. And it's up next on The Edge of Adventure. This is where adventure meets purpose, where we get to know those who live life beyond status quo. My name is Adam Asher, and this is The Edge of Adventure podcast. Great to welcome to the program Rodrigo Paris from Barefoot College. Rodrigo, how are you doing?
Hi, Adam. How are you? Happy to be here with you and all the people around the world. So it's an honor to share with you this beautiful hour.
Well, thank you so much, Rodrigo. It's great to have you on the show. Barefoot College works where and what is your overall objective?
Barefoot College is an international social organization. It was created in India in 1972. So we are celebrating our 48th anniversary. And after half of a century of work, we have projects now across the globe in 93 countries. In Latin America, we have presence and works in 21 countries, from Mexico until Chile, but we still with projects in Sub-Saharan Africa, Middle East, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific. Why Barefoot College? It's pretty interesting because the idea of our work is to reduce migration from rural areas to the cities. The argument on that is to bring people in rural areas technology, education, some opportunities to understand that life in rural areas, very well connected with the Mother Earth, is absolutely wonderful. And the future of the humans in many ways is super connected with nature, is super connected with environment. But we have now a lot of people living and surviving in many ways in rural areas with that connection. They are suffering because they don't have access to water, they don't have access to energy, they don't have access to education, to health. So their decision, the way to live is go to the cities and increase the poverty levels in the outskirts of the cities, in many countries. So Barefoot College is working really hard to empower rural communities to stay there, to keep their knowledges, their languages, their connection with nature. And one of the most important things that we are doing is that our center of the work is, and they are the women. Women are the core of Barefoot College, and women in the rural areas, women in the villages, women in the communities are the most important social change that we have now in this planet. So if we bring to the women education, opportunities, they are going to be the fundamental real change in the community and connect with families, connect with their husbands and say, wow, we need to stay here. We need to organize better our lives. And we have a lot of future with happiness in these places.
Rodrigo Paris is our guest today, right here on the Edge of Adventure podcast. Great to have everybody joining us. And of course, very, very special guest. What an opportunity to have Rodrigo with us. He is joining us from outside of Bogota, Colombia for this broadcast. And I appreciate him taking his time. So Barefoot College works around the globe and they help these communities and these individuals to learn valuable skills so that they're able actually to utilize those skills in their communities. which means it eliminates the need for them to migrate to perhaps the big cities, so on and so forth. In the communities, who is this available to? Your services, your education, this investment, what types of people are invested in through this program?
The Barefoot College approach, the Barefoot College movement, is a platform to connect a lot of organizations and people. So when we go to a community, a real community in Latin America, Africa, Southeast Asia, we need to have really good partners. The partners are, or could be, the national governments, could be the UN, United Nations, could be private sector, and absolutely important, the community. Because to create these opportunities and to organize people to make real changes, we need to have a lot of support. So this is really important, and we are very happy to be here, because we try to call people and say, we need your support to join us, to help us in different parts of the world with the support of national governments, international organizations, to try to do our best in terms of move people from poverty levels, in terms of really poor social indicators, but they are living in beautiful and absolutely spectacular areas. When we talk about women, we talk about, in Barefoot College, we talk about mothers and grandmothers. Because one woman thinking in the family, in her family, is absolutely beautiful. How she could be generous, could be smart, could be courage, try to help the entire life, her family. So it's not only the idea of the woman try to do the best for their family. They, the woman, need support, need investment, need cooperation, and need opportunities to think differently, to understand that the world is huge and it's a lot of opportunities right now in different parts of this planet to connect. So when we talk about women and the Barefoot College approach, we select the woman in a village, in a community, and these 2, 3, 4 women fly to India and stay in Barefoot College during 5 months period, almost a semester. They are going to stay with us. They are going to learn. They are going to join and understand other and see other women and try to learn different languages and open their mind to see that the world is not a village. The world is huge, and the world is absolutely well connected today. So when the women receive these kind of opportunities, education, the idea and the option to travel abroad and see different people, different cultures, different languages, different food, they return and start to act differently, start to think differently, make decisions in a different way. This is absolutely the first step to get out of the poverty trap. This is our value, that we work with women, with rural women, with this kind of opportunities and with this kind of absolutely innovative ideas and projects.
One of the areas of emphasis, and I know from researching Barefoot College, is solar energy, and therefore, in part, the provision of light for perhaps some of these areas that might not have it otherwise. Tell me about that program, the solar energy. What do you teach the students, and how are they able to take this knowledge and make a difference back in their communities?
Yeah, it's incredible that we are talking 21st century with this technology, devices, iPhones, social networks, etc. And about a billion people in the world at this time are not connected and are absolutely in the darkness. So a billion people is absolutely crazy. And when we talk about no energy and massive villages and millions of people without energy and without light after 6 p.m., is not only in terms of the physical light, is more deep. It's about freedom. If you have light, if you have your proper connections with electricity, you have more time to live, more time to do things, more time to enjoy your existence. So this is absolutely very important to highlight. So in that way, when we are working with people in rural areas, all of our projects are in regions that are suffering because they don't have access to energy. And when the woman go to India and start to study in Barefoot College, one of the most important parts of the curriculum is the solar engineering program and classes for the mothers, for the grandmothers. So it's amazing how the woman during 5 months period in India learn absolutely everything in terms of technology and practical connections and numbers and colors and how the solar panels, batteries, and the full house solar system could be installed, repaired, and maintained by a woman. So it's great that we demystified the technology. We, during our practice, during our classes and workshops, the women understand absolutely every single step about the solar technology, and they could return to home and install the solar systems and not only bring light that is absolutely beautiful and critical, but as I mentioned a few minutes ago, they bring freedom for their families, for their children, and say, you have more time to enjoy your nights, to share, to have a delicious dinner, to read, to avoid the problems when you are 6 p.m. without light or 4 a.m. normally when the people wake up in rural areas and still with the problem, 4 a.m. until 6 a.m. still in darkness. So with light, we not only bring a service, but we help the woman to reorganize lives in terms of freedom.
Rodrigo, you are the regional coordinator for Latin America. Give us an example. As you work there in Latin America and as women are chosen for this program, are you saying that then they are flown to India, to Barefoot College in India, or is there a location in the Americas where they are able to study?
Thank you for the question. And it's very important to clarify that now from Latin America, women in Latin America, rural areas from Mexico, Colombia, Guatemala, Brazil, Peru, the Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, they fly to India. 100% of the time is the first international flight for the women. So they get a passport first time ever. And then with the passport and with the idea to fly abroad, they say goodbye to husbands, to children, to families, to communities. And this moment is absolutely beautiful and magical for the women and for the communities. And they are full of fears and full of flying to the unknown things. But they are absolutely committed with the program because they know that these kind of experiences will change absolutely their lives. And maybe it's the only opportunity to do it. So they are pretty smart and pretty wise to understand that they need to take the opportunity. The other part of the strategy in Barefoot College is that we are working now to decentralize the program from India. And we have now in Africa, 5 regional centers located in Zanzibar, Liberia, Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone, Madagascar, and Senegal. The idea is reply and do this strategy as well Latin America. And that's the reason that my life during the last 3 years based in Guatemala. And we are working pretty hard to engage the national government of Guatemala, the national government of India, private sector, to help us to create the center, the Barefoot College Center in Guatemala. In that way, we are going to receive women from different parts, not only from Guatemala, but from southern Mexico, Belize, Honduras, Costa Rica. In the long term, we love to have another regional center, hopefully in the Amazon. and very well connected with the Amazon ecosystem, with the Amazon rainforest, and we could bring to that place indigenous women, rural women from Colombia, Brazil, Peru, Ecuador, Suriname, Venezuela. So we're still with the program in India, and India is the core of our operations, but now we are decentralized the program, and we are trying to be more connected with the local situations, with the local ecosystem, with the regions, and with the communities, with our platform. So this is the situation right now, and we are pretty sure that in the next 2-3 years, we are going to have about 8 international regional centers in Africa, Latin America, and in the Pacific.
Our guest today here on The Edge of Adventure is Rodrigo Perez. He's joining us from Barefoot College. He is joining us as well via the internet and this opportunity we have through technology to chat and get to know each other. He's joining us from Colombia in South America. And I'm certainly honored to have him on the show today and get to know him, get to know Barefoot College, and then also be able to share it with all the listeners and all the friends here on The Edge of Adventure. Rodrigo, a question comes to mind as I hear you talk about so many different countries where you and Barefoot College work. And I know the needs and the technologies and the solutions are often the same on a global basis. But I would imagine the needs and the challenges that are faced for, let's say, someone in Brazil might not be the exact same challenges that someone in Madagascar faces. How does Barefoot College take that into consideration to localize the solutions for each community?
I have to say two things. The first one is that beyond the differences between different countries and regions, languages, religions, and people, the rural world in our planet is really well connected. So in many, many cases, many projects in different countries, the structural solutions or the structural problems are almost the same. People need pretty good access to water. People need critical access to electricity and energy. They need education for children and good education, quality of education. And they need access to health, to basic health. And finally, maybe the last one, a proper infrastructure to move from one place to other and to move goods and things and productions, coffee, rice, from one place, from the crops to the markets. So all of them are part of the poverty numbers, indicators, and needs. In the same way, the solutions are how to bring energy, water, house, health, and education for the people. So the rural world is really well connected. Secondly, Barefoot College understand this, and our global approach is pretty the same. Focus on the women, give them a lot of education and skills, demystify the technology and connect people and needs of people with technology and with solutions. And then is another point that is important. We are learning every single day in Barefoot College. Our model is dynamic. We don't have the solution. We have the experience to try to do our best with this approach in every single country, in every single project. Then our philosophy is how to connect the global approach of Barefoot College with the local differences and the local specific situation in each country. So in that way, is that we are working pretty hard to decentralize Barefoot College from India and establish regional centers in Africa, in Latin America, in the Pacific, because we are going to have an institution closer to the communities and in a very strategic position for us to understand what is happening with each mama, with each woman, what is happening with each community. And they will give us a lot of knowledge and feedback and ideas to increase our approach and our programs. In some countries, for example, we are developing a lot of in terms of the solar mamas, the solar engineers, are now as well beekeepers, because in that region, in that country, in that part of the world, the honey and the bees are part of the ecosystem. So this is one approach. In other countries, we are trying to organize the woman in the relation with the coffee harvest and the coffee production, because in those countries, in that region, is the coffee part of the challenge and the solution. It's different if we are working in the Amazon, in the middle of the rainforest, with is a full of an abundance of water and resources, but they are pretty isolated from urban areas and from infrastructure to move and to transport goods and productions. It's completely different if we are working in the Himalayas, but people are pretty isolated and the needs to get and to access for water and food is critical. So obviously that we understand these huge differences, but as well we understand that the basic of the rural world in our planet is very well connected, and we are still learning every single day what's happening in each project and how this feedback help us a lot to improve our performance.
Rodrigo Paris is our guest today here on The Edge of Adventure. And if you're just joining us, my name is Adam Asher, and always great to have you with us. What a great family we have around the world. People who care about others, people who serve, people who live these lives of adventure and purpose. People who are determined to live beyond status quo, like my guest today, Rodrigo Paris, joining us from Barefoot College. Rodrigo, tell me about the women who join this program, who sign up for this program, who are committed to bettering themselves, to learning, and in turn, coming back to their communities and making such a wonderful, positive impact for the people in their community. I imagine that these women, they have to trust the program. They have to trust Barefoot College. I think it's also a mutual trust, I'm imagining, between the organization and the communities, this relationship that you guys have. Tell me about that, and also just about the sheer bravery that you see in the people who work with the program.
The women that are part of the program, that are part of our family, they are now members of Barefoot College Movement in 93 countries. They are the leaders, the real heroes and the rock stars. To make a decision, say, I have to leave. So this decision is absolutely spectacular. After our years of experience, we understand that is in some way it's easy for the women to take and to make that decision. Why? Because they are suffering a lot. They have tremendous needs, and they are exhausted and tired. So when they understand the generosity of the program, the abundance of knowledge that they are going to learn and to receive, and the really good approach of Barefoot College in terms of values, they say easy. They say, yes, we want to go to India. But it's always the needs of women and the needs of the people that move them to take these kind of risks, to go to India and to be in a place that they cannot imagine in their minds. Finally, to try to answer your question, our connection is based on values. And when I'm talking about values, we are talking about solidarity. We are talking about generosity. We are talking about transparency, trust, absolutely. Trust is critical, and empathy. All of them in a beautiful bag of love. Social work is an act of love. It's a work of love. So when we put our focus on values and we try to connect with communities and with our projects in terms of solidarity, transparency, trust, the situation and the reaction of people, of the women, of their husbands, the leaders in the communities is beautiful and amazing.
Rodrigo, what would you say the biggest lesson is that you've learned, and perhaps even your biggest mistake?
I born in a city in Bogota, in the capital of Colombia. 9 million people living in Bogota. So my lesson is that we are in the cities, we are not taking care what's going on in rural areas, and we are pretty urban, selfish, centered lives. My lesson is that we need to put our eyes and invest our time, go to rural areas and see how amazing nature is there and how amazing people you could find and how we could learn from them. My biggest mistake is, in that way, try to bring solutions from our urban and sophisticated world to the rural areas. The only way to do things with the people in the rural world is go to places, go to the communities, share with the people, share time with the people, have empathy with them, invest our ideas and our experiences with them, and all together start to create programs and projects and solutions. And I think this is a mistake for many people and in different parts of the world, is try to design and to organize social projects in our comfort zone, in a beautiful desk in one city. We need to go with our knowledge to the rural areas, meet the community, see the people, understand the reality, and after that, we all together could organize much better and fundamental solutions, not only for them, but for everybody in this planet.
Rodrigo Paris joining us today. He is from Barefoot College, and you can find out more information about them online at barefootcollege.org. That's barefootcollege.org. And Rodrigo has been with the organization, according to my research, for something like 8 years. Rodrigo, walk us through a little bit about your history, how you got involved. And if you've been there for 8 years, I'm going to ask this question. Why are you still there?
Adam, thank you for the question. It's pretty nice to share with people our journeys. So I used to be a journalist for 15 years. So that role as a journalist gave me a lot of connections with people, not only with people with power, but with people with needs. So I learned a lot from that experience across the years in some countries. And then I moved and I've been part of the Colombian government. I work for the Colombian government as a diplomat. So I changed completely from media to the government and see and understand the world from different perspective, from the public policy, how to move and change lives, organizing laws and projects with the support of the government, part of the government, we the government. So was amazing. And again, focus how to help and to solve problems for people. Then I was pretty tired about that bureaucracy and the difficult times that media spent through in many countries. So I took a sabbatical. I encourage people to do the same. We need in our lives some time to reorganize our mindset. So I took a sabbatical. I flew to Hong Kong in Asia. So I flew to Hong Kong and stayed in Hong Kong in Southeast Asia for about 6 months without activities, no masters, no languages, no proper routine, just start to reorganize my life in Hong Kong, discover the place, meet new people, organize new routines. And then I realized that my next step must be in a proper relation with, in terms of social, with the poorest. That was my biggest outcome during that experience. And because I was in Hong Kong, I start thinking where I could organize something to work with poor people. And I see India It's pretty close to Hong Kong, 3 hours flight. And why not go to India? I think that is the most important social life in the world, and do something in India. So in that way, I flew from Hong Kong, a pretty sophisticated city in this century, and I flew to India and start as a volunteer in Barefoot College, in a tiny village in the middle of the Rajasthan state of India. So for me, it was absolutely amazing. A move from the sophistication, from the city, from when you have everything around, and go to a small, tiny village in the middle of nowhere, but full of traditions, full of heritage, full of roots. And in that experience, I start to change completely. And I was very lucky. And the founder of Barefoot College and the CEO at that time offered me to stay with Barefoot College. And they told me, Rodrigo, you are part of Latin America, so you need to go to Latin America, go back to your region, go back to your roots, and start to help us Barefoot College in Latin America, because you are now part of the family, but your roots and your connections and your heritage is in Latin America. So in that way, I connect India with my country, with Colombia, and then with the region. And I still, after 8 years, because I am sure that I made the right decision, and during this period of time, I still learning every single day, with every single project, with every single woman and human that I met. So for me, my life is pretty complete. So I'm pretty happy for that.
Rodrigo Paris from Barefoot College is my guest today here on The Edge of Adventure. Rodrigo, are you hopeful for the future? You know, there's a lot of strife and division and a lot of great, great need in the world today. Would you say that you're optimistic about the future?
Yes, I have a lot of hope. Different reasons. Young people are amazing. I have a lot of faith in the young people in many countries, and the energy that they have and the better ideas that they have now to connect with climate change, with the new challenges that we are facing in our planet. And they are more taking care about the animals, the oceans, the rainforests, full of energy, and connecting technology and the access of education with important priorities that we have. So I'm very hopeful in terms of the young people. Finally, as a former journalist, we read a lot of bad news, but we only see bad news in newspapers, in media, in the broadcast channels, etc. But I know that 90% of positive news, of beautiful stories, are in our planet that nobody or a small, tiny group of people are telling those stories. So we need more positive stories. We need more hopeful stories to reorganize our mindset and understand that we have a lot of problems. Yes, it's true. But we have beautiful examples, magical projects happening there. And we need to understand that this is the part of our existence that we need to support now to have a better years ahead.
Rodrigo Paris, my guest today from Barefoot College. Rodrigo, as we get very close here now to the end of the program, I noticed that you said something previously that goes something like this, that you see Barefoot College as disrupting the status quo. And anybody that follows The Edge of Adventure and what I've done the last few years, they know that one of the things I like to talk about, one of the things I strive for in my own life and in the lives of those who follow this platform, and what I say is encourage everybody to push beyond status quo. Don't be satisfied with it. Don't stop and accept your status quo in your life. There's something more. There's something more. So tell me how Barefoot College does that. we'll wrap the program with it, but I want you to put it into words. How are you disrupting the status quo?
Thank you very much, Adam. Thank you for your support. And again, for this beautiful space, beautiful opportunity to stay with you during this hour. We're doing this, and this is a revolution when we are working on social issues and we see how the human rights are in a very weak situation. We need to act and we need to do things differently. And I am super happy that Barefoot College from the beginning, 1972 until today, we are trying to protect human rights, to act in the way to reorganize things for the humans in many, many countries, in many parts of the world that are suffering a lot and are having a miserable lives. So to do that, we need to do things differently. That's the first step, to focus on women. Women are facing terrible situation and violations and discrimination and abuses, and still with that problem. So if we support the woman and we reorganize everything around the woman, this is one of the first disruptive things that Barefoot College still is doing in many countries and in every single project. But the second thing is more practical, as the team of Barefoot College, and how we are doing this with the example. I think that it's very important not just to talk about how to change status quo or dreams or plans or visions or ideas, but actions. We need actions and we need to see example. And our team is pretty good doing that. Not only talk, not only dream, not only write, but act. And in that way, the values that I mentioned a few minutes ago, and all of them are part of our core to reorganize communities, reorganize lives, change the situation in communities, in countries, in ecosystems. I understand that we are in a better position to connect with young people, with civil society, with local NGOs, with prominent governments in different parts of our planet, to move in this direction, that is, change many things that we need to change to have a better world, not only for the rural people, not only for the rural community or the women, but for everybody. We need to have a better world. This world is not okay. Many things happen are not right. So we need to work in the opposite direction with the right people, not only with words, beautiful words and statements, but with actions and testimonies about what we are doing and what is happening after things that we did in 93 countries.
What a wonderful organization, and what a privilege it is for me today to get to share this and get to know them better, and also share the opportunity with you, those of you who are a part of the Edge of Adventure family around the world. So thank you so much. Again, my guest today has been Rodrigo Paris. He is joining us from Barefoot College. You can look them up today and find out more information. Here is their website, barefootcollege.org. That's barefootcollege.org. Or you'll find them online, social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those things. Simply search for Barefoot College, and the handle, pretty easy to remember, at Barefoot College. And again, one more time, the website, barefootcollege.org. And Rodrigo Paris, great to have you on the show. Great to get to know you. I'm impressed by many things in the last few minutes as we've been chatting. Very impressed by what Barefoot College does, the heart that the organization has, and how well it is reflected through you. And so much of what you've said today resonates with me. And I find it very encouraging, brother, that there are people like you in the world working so hard and using their skills and everything that's happened in your life, all the things that you learned how to do, all the experiences and the contacts, all of those things that we all have. Our own stories are all different, but we all have those things that make us who we are. And to talk to someone who is using those things to serve other people is very, very inspirational. So thank you, Rodrigo Paris, for joining us today here on the Edge of Adventure. Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up the program?
No, thank you, Adam. Thank you. Absolutely, our gratitude, you know, on behalf of Barefoot College to be your program. Congratulations for this beautiful platform. And absolutely for you and for the people, welcome to support Barefoot College in many, many ways, as a partners, as a volunteers, as a, if you want to donate something, pretty important for us. But if you want to join the movement or try to or do some kind of experience with Barefoot College in some of our projects or countries that we are have presence, more than welcome, because the best way to do things is go there. So many, many thanks for your invitation, and what a privilege and honor to be here with you and the followers of Edge of Adventure every week.
My name is Adam Asher, and you've been listening to the Edge of Adventure podcast. To learn more, log on to theedgeofadventure.com. And while you're there, check out the video series where we go off the grid to discover some of the great things people are doing all around the globe to make the world a better place. I call it my search for adventure and purpose. You'll find us on social media too. Just look for the hashtag #TheEdgeOfAdventure. Thanks for joining us. Always great to have you with us as together we aim to live life for something bigger than ourselves. This is The Edge of Adventure, where we go beyond status quo.